This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Both the U.S. and Iran are signaling that they're stepping back after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases housing American forces. It'd be Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The attacks followed America's killing of Iran's top general, a sequence that put the two nations closer to the brink of war. But President Trump says Iran appears to be standing down, and he's indicating there will be no U.S. military retaliation. Instead,
the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime.
And says they'll remain until Iran changes its behavior. In a White House address, the president says the nation should be happy and grateful the missile strikes did not kill any Americans or Iraqis, in part crediting an early warning system he says worked very well. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A vote set Thursday in the House on limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.